My voice will matter while I am breathing until my word is loud enough for you to hear, until it blows your house down, until it pours out red. Hey, hey. Outside of myself, I look over to where I am dancing. Plastered smile is a mask of doubt in the chances I take. I'm surrounded by the emptiness of faces, and they're all staring back at me, and I try to escape. Pour me one last drink. I'm not quite done. I'll take it neat. Success in life is sticking with anything. The noise around your mind plays its part of tempting you elsewhere.
Michelle Romery and One Last Drink here on Neo Rocks. In the studio with us right now, Michelle Romery and band.
Oh,
it helps if I turn the mics on.
Oh, hi.
Welcome to the studio.
Well, thank you for having us.
It's good to have you back.
Yeah.
How have things been?
Good. Busy. Yeah. Writing songs and spending a lot of time in the studio.
Who do you have with you?
This is Efrain over here setting up his camera, as always.
Hello.
Yeah, Efrain Hernandez and Jimmy Chance. Always these guys. It's like we're like a unit.
Or a band? I don't know.
Or that. the trio.
We have to share a mic. Sorry for the awkward pause there. Yes, hey. Good to see you guys. Thanks for coming up. We all arrived here at the same time, which is funny. That wasn't planned, was it? In the parking lot, I got out of my car. I'm like, wait a minute. Eric's here? Michelle's here? We didn't plan that, right?
That wasn't
was like,
perfect.
You're not stalking
that
us.
Was perfect.
Because
okay.
We never really know where we're going. So we were like, yes.
It'll be perfect timing.
Perfect. Oh, Jimmy, segue. That's well, you one got, of the names of our song. So, yeah.
What is?
Perfect
the,
timing.
Oh, gotcha. That was a good segue. And you guys are here because you're going to be playing March 11th at the Music Box Supper Club.
Yes.
Four-year release party. Tell people about it. What's going on?
So, yes, the release party is at 7 p.m., and you can find all the good details at michelleromery.com. But we have us and three other guys as well, Matthew DeRobertis on bass, Brent Hampker on guitar, and Tony Kusa on keys, sax, and acoustic guitar. So it should be a fun concert, and it's all ages, and it's going to be a good time on a Sunday evening.
That's quite a lineup of people.
I know. It's going to be great.
Okay. how did you get all those same people in one room?
Well, Brent plays with us in the band whenever we play as a band. Matthew actually recorded bass on this album. And Tony, I've used Tony for many things over the years. He recorded keys and sax on my EP Floating Shift. And he did a lot for me as well on a faith-based album that I put out a couple of years before that. So, yeah, we're just kind of using everyone that we know and all the good guys.
Now the funny thing is, you were telling me that the first single was actually released last year, correct?
Yes. So I released With Me, the first single off of this EP, last summer. We just went into the studio like one day, popped it out, and I just needed to get something done. So it's been a long process since then, but yeah.
Cool microphone pause again. Sorry about that. I have to keep walking across the room. Eric and I are sharing one. Very cool. And you mentioned something cool about this concert on March 11th. You mentioned that it is on a Sunday, mm-hmm. and it is family friendly.
Yeah, definitely. I have three kids, so I try to encourage people to bring their kids out to see live music whenever possible. And that's specifically why I did it on a Sunday at 7. I mean, we're done by 9 p.m., so kids can get home, get into bed or whatever for school the next day. So, yeah, it'll be fun. It's all ages, and all the details are on my website. I almost said something that I wasn't allowed to.
It's all good. I'm glad we talked beforehand. Well, would you like to play a song for us live here?
Yes. I think let's do Home. So this song is called Home. It started out, I wrote it as a poem, and then it turned actually into a kid's song, and now it's this. So Jimmy's going to sing with me on this. This is the sixth track on my album. We open up the album with Home, but also it's like a bonus acoustic version on the album as well. And Jimmy sings lead on it with me. So,
Michelle Romer Band, live on New Rex.
Snowy kingdom, welcome back. You look peaceful as can be. Your trees are bare, but holding a weight until it all drifts off into the lake. The warming air releases pent-up toils. The shiny ground prepares to feed my soul. Wetness flows along the flippant breeze. Signs of life are peeking from the trees.
The ground in your agree. A change is nice in the scenery. Seasons come and go when you live in Ohio.
Yeah, that is fine by me.
Rocky carpet tickled by the foam. The tides rush in and out, competing with the sun. While tethered to the moon unceasingly, the brightness bested only by the heat.
stick around and you'll agree. A change is nice in the scenery. The seasons come and go when you live in Ohio. Yeah, that is fine by me. The colors dart about on whirling sails.
The days grow dark, the static
lifts your curls. It's comforting to see, even though we're all complaining, a year has passed. Let's start again. Stick around and you'll agree. A change is nice in the scenery. Seasons come and go when you live in Ohio. Everything in your life may change, but here you can count on the snow, sun, and rain. Sometimes in the same day. Hey, seasons come and go when you are home.
Michelle Romery yeah. Band live here on NeoRax Home. So, I'm always interested in why bands often like you'll do the electric version and then also the acoustic. What made you decide to do that on the album?
This particular song, I write everything on an acoustic guitar. Well, electric guitar, not plugged in, I should say. So this song in particular had that like folk feeling to me. And it's, like I say, it started off as a poem. So it just felt like it needed to be an acoustic version as well. And we actually play as the trio much more than we play as a band. So I wanted to incorporate Jimmy's amazing singing voice on it as well and make him sing some lead on the album. And Efrain doesn't get to play cajon on my albums very often. So, yeah.
So then, because I haven't had a chance to listen to the electric version yet.
Very different. Well, I mean, the arrangement is definitely different. And I should say also that Brent Hamker arranged most of the things on this album as well. So his arrangement is really cool. And it was very different from what I was expecting, which is another reason why I definitely wanted to do a acoustic version as well.
Walking over to the mic again. Snow, sun, and rain.
Yeah. Well,
I love that line that you had there. That was great.
Thank you.
Are you guys a fan of any of those in particular, or is that a...
You know, that's the thing about this song, is I just love the seasons and the change of seasons. And, I mean, we complain about this all of the time. I mean, you know, we get sick of winter or whatever. But every time we're getting ready for a new season, everyone's looking forward to it. And we always forget, like, I was actually really looking forward to winter, you know, in November. You know, so it's... you got to love all of the aspects of the seasons.
Jason, have you ever heard anybody say they were looking forward to winter?
Just now.
Well, I think it's so funny, people, especially like living in Cleveland. I mean, as long as you're prepared for it, it's just another season.
I got to tell you, I went to the store to try to buy Long Johns the other day for the first time in my life.
Oh, my gosh.
Because I was going tubing with my girlfriend and her family. I'd never done that before. Have you ever been tubing?
No.
Yeah. Well, it's something fun to do in the winter. In case next November you're like, ah, I don't want to do this winter thing, you could think back to this conversation.
I mean, well, we're really lucky. Like, in Cleveland, we've got all these ski resorts. And, I mean, even if they're not in Cleveland, there's some that are so close. And we've got a lot going on for us to do in all of the seasons. So. Oh.
And we can't complain too much. I mean, we do have a winter festival.
My gosh, that, right.
That
exactly.
Hasn't had winter weather in how many years?
I know. Or like 3 years ago, it started off like as 60 degrees, and then it turned wintry by the end of the night. But, yeah.
And I don't want to forget this, too. You have a special listener listening in right now, correct?
Oh, yeah. I think my grandma is listening right now.
Definitely want to shout out.
Yeah,
say
grandma,
hi to grandma.
Dad. Hey, grandma. Hey, dad. Out in LaGrange, Ohio.
All right. Now my daughter's going to get mad. Hey, Coco. And she told me to say hi to my dog. Hey, Rocky.
Just want to make sure we got these all out of the way. Yeah. I have all my notes on my computer, and that one's highlighted. Like, it doesn't fit in this interview at all right now, but just want to make sure that we give love to the people who need it. So.
Yeah, we have a lot of people listening in. We were fortunate.
Well, again, March 11th, you're going to be at the Music Box Supper Club.
Yes, and, in the Flats.
In the Flats. It's going to be your release party. And before we get to another song here, where did you record... the album? And
so, yeah, the album was recorded at Somewhere Recording. It's in Euclid. It's Michael Seifert, and I've used him for my last five albums now, so he's fantastic, and we're very happy with the way everything turned out, and yeah.
Terrific. Well, you're going to play another tune for us. Why don't you tell us the title and what this one's about?
So this song is called With Me, and a lot of my songs are not self-explanatory, but I think this one is. And I wrote this song last summer very quickly, and Brent came up with an arrangement for it, and I was just very excited to put it out this summer because it's a very happy, summery type of song. So, yeah, we released it last summer.
Once again, we've got the Michelle Romery Band live here on NRX.
Try to fall asleep as fast as you can. Those nights, cruising through your routine on the surface without thinking. Because you know a cry is brewing again. Well, those nights, I can't help you with those. Decide if you are hurt or happy. Those times when love turns into running away and you are afraid that you and your negative self are all that you have.
Michelle Romery Band here on Neorax Live. And again, you guys are playing at the Music Box Supper Club the 11th. Yes. All ages show.
Yes.
What time is it starting again?
7. I think doors are 5:30 and then we start at 7.
Doors an hour and a half before the show.
We like to talk to people. We spend a lot of time talking to people.
And gives us time to get there.
So, and that show is just you guys?
Yeah, there's 6 of us. Yeah, but it's just my stuff. Yeah, we're doing everything off of this album, and then everything off of Torrent, everything off of Floating Shift, and then a song that I released as a single before that. Very and a couple cool. of covers for fun.
Well, where can people go to find out more information about all of that?
So that's on michelleromery.com. And that's michelleromary. And
should be a song.
I know. I could make a song out of that. Or on Music Box's website as well. And then we're also doing Fox 8 on March 9th to promote that as well.
And when can people actually download the new album?
Oh, okay. Good question. So everyone that pre-ordered has a link in their email right now for the download. If you did not pre-order, it becomes available on March 5th, which is next Monday. And that'll be available everywhere on, you know, digital streaming, download sites. And then the actual CD will be released on the 11th.
Very cool. Well, thank you very much for coming in studio.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we got one last track for you.
Yeah.
You guys teased it earlier in the interview. It's called Perfect Timing. Again, thank you so much for being
thank
in the studio.
For having us.
Michelle Romery Band on Neorax.
The glass is flying. It always finds me. It cuts me down. Change to happen.
are our peaceful proceedings rather than arrogance won't stand at attention until it feels threatened by exposure. So the louder you scream, the more people will hear you. But if words are just words, then no action is taken.